Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're now at the 51st chapter. And we're going to start about 41. How Shishak has been captured, and the praise of the whole earth had been seized. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She has been engulfed with its tumultuous waves. Her cities have become an object of horror, a parched land in the desert, a land in which no man lives, and through which no son of man passes. I will punish Bel, B-E-L, Bel, in Babylon, and I will make what he has swallowed come out of his mouth. Now, Baal is one of the names of Marduk, the chief god of the city of Babylon. This is the fall of Babylon. And God is announcing the fall. He is not going to allow this godless place that worships different gods to exist. And Babylon is in reference to the end times as well. And the end times, when it refers to Babylon, is the same basic, nothing changes. Babylon of today, Babylon is something that is going to be with us. Even in the end times, Babylon is something that God hates. He can't stand this worship of Baal, worship of false gods, worship of self, worship of different things. Let's read on. And the nations will no longer stream to him. Even the wall of Babylon has fallen down. Come forth from her midst, my people, and each of you save yourselves. In other words, don't get involved with Babylon. Babylon is classified with all evil, all false gods, all of the worship of idols, and worship of false religions also. Babylon is part of that religion of the end times. That will be that great whore. Babylon is that great whore, which I believe will be partially the Islamic religion. And it will encompass the Islamic religion as well as different religions that fall into this category. Now, come forth from her midst, my people, and each of you save yourselves from the fierce anger of the Lord, now so that your heart does not grow faint. Now, the faintness of the heart, let's cover that just a moment. It happened to Israel when they begin to follow false gods, worship false idols, false gods. Their hearts become so cold, they could not perform obedience to God. It was impossible. It wasn't in them. And that's what will happen to a person if they allow sin to come into their life and to rule and to reign in their lives. And they must immediately let the blood of Jesus cover them, because that's the only antidote to sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't get yourself cleaned up and then go to God. You have to let God clean you up through the blood. From the fierce anger of the Lord, so that your heart does not grow faint, and you are not afraid at the report that will be heard in the land. For the report will come 1 year, and after that, another report in another year. And violence will be in that land with ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, days are coming, when I will punish the idols of Babylon, and her whole land will be put to shame, and her slain will fall in the midst. Then heaven and earth and all that is in them will shout for joy over Babylon, for the destroyers will come to her from the north, declares the Lord. Indeed, Babylon is to fall for the slain of Israel. This is the reason why Babylon's going to fall, for the slain of Israel. And it's a very serious thing to rule over God's people and to punish God's people, even though you may be used by God to do so. It is something that should never, you'll regret it. Let's put it that way. Indeed, Babylon is to fall for the slain of Israel also, for Babylon is the slain of all the earth have fallen, as also for Babylon the slain of all the earth have fallen. You who have escaped the sword, depart, do not stay. Remember the Lord from afar, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Disgrace has covered our faces, for aliens have entered the holy places of the Lord. They've taken the vessels, the things out of the temple, and it's a very serious thing. They took inventory of what Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple. The Ark of the Covenant was not in that inventory, so I don't know what happened to it. People say that Jeremiah might have hid it, but I don't know. It's something that, and then it appeared in heaven. So it's a possibility it's in heaven. God might have taken it up into heaven for a safe keeping. I don't know exactly, but it's a very good possibility that it could have been taken up into heaven. So we do not know. Now, therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish her idols, and the mortally wounded will groan throughout her land. Though Babylon should ascend to the heavens, and though she should fortify her lofty stronghold, from me destroyers will come to her, declares the Lord. The sound of an outcry from Babylon, and the great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. For the Lord is going to destroy Babylon, and he will make her loud noise vanish from her. And their waves will roar like many waters. The tumult of their voices sounds forth. For the destroyer has come against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men will be captured. Their bows are shattered, for the Lord is a God of recompense. He will fully repay. I will make her princes and her wise men drunk, her governors, her prefects, and her mighty men, that they may sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake up, declares the King, whose name is the Lord of Hosts. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, the broad wall of Babylon will be completely razed, and her high gates will be set on fire. This is something that God promised would happen to Nebuchadnezzar, and it did. The people were paralyzed with guilt over their past. We are ashamed. In verse 51, we are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Disgrace has covered our faces, for aliens have entered the holy places of God's house. The people were paralyzed with guilt over their past. The Babylonian armies had desecrated the temple, and the people were ashamed to return to Jerusalem. But God told them to return to the city because he would destroy Babylon for its sins. So God promised that this would take place. Now, so the peoples will toil for nothing, and the nations become exhausted only for fire. The message which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sirai, the son of Neriah, the grandson of Mahaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Now, Syria was quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a single scroll all the calamity which he would come upon, which would come upon Babylon, that is, all the words, all of these words that I just read to you, which have been written concerning Babylon. Then Jeremiah said to Syria, as soon as you come to Babylon, then see that you read all the words aloud and say, you, O Lord, have promised concerning this place to cut it off so that there will be nothing dwelling in it, whether man or beast, but it will be a perpetual desolation. And as soon as you finish reading the scroll, you will tie a stone to it and throw it in the middle of the Euphrates. And say, just so shall Babylon sink down and not rise again, because of the calamity that I am going to bring upon her, and they will become exhausted. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. And that's what Jeremiah spoke against Babylon. And I guess you could say this is dual fulfilling. Babylon, literal Babylon, will be destroyed. And the book of the Revelation says Babylon will be destroyed or fall in 1 hour. 1 hour. Now, symbolic or literal, 1 hour is a short time. Spiritual Babylon will go under, be destroyed, and that will be the end of it. Now, how God's going to do it, I can't tell you. But it's going to happen. Literal Babylon has been destroyed, and spiritual Babylon as well in the book of the Revelation. How it's going to be destroyed, perhaps it's going to be burnt with fire, I don't know. But God is going to destroy spiritual Babylon in 1 hour. That's what it says. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. God, forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood, come into our lives, refresh us, renew us, and forgive us in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and give us a call or shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.